My dear friends in Christ, this Feast of All Saints speaks to us about heaven. Suppose that a foreigner, a traveler, came to our parish with fantastic tales about this magical place. He had traveled the world and had seen many different things, and there was hidden in this little corner of the world this place that seemed perfect. The weather was perfect. It was neither too hot nor too cold. It was wonderfully beautiful. There was nothing to be desired in this place. In fact, in this place there was no sickness, no injury, no death even. We would think, of course, that someone with a tale like this would be dreaming or maybe talking about something make-believe. But the matter of fact is, there is such a place. Though not on earth, this place is heaven. A place perfectly happy. In another place in the Apocalypse, St. John says, "Death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow." Can we try to imagine this? Take all of our most favorite things, the things that give us joy, the things that give us peace, and there is no admixture of sadness. There's no frustration. This is truly a wonderful thought. One of the saddest crosses that we have to bear as humans, as consequence of original sin, is death. And this is something that we'll consider very carefully tomorrow on the Feast of All Souls Day. Those faithful departed who precede us in death. But this is, in a certain manner, a rather dismal, maybe a better word would be sobering thought. Our poor body can finally fight no longer. It has to be consigned to decay in the ground. And this is a rather terrible idea, at least for those who do not have faith. Because in heaven, the concept of death is abolished. Christ overcame death. In heaven, there are no more endings, just a glorious, new, and eternal beginning. There can be no shadow of suffering in heaven. But this lack of suffering is really nothing. It is nothing when compared to what the saints now possess. And that is nothing less than God Himself. God is, of course, the infinite being. Infinite in His perfections. And for the blessed in heaven, He is their very possession. So we can say, therefore, that our happiness in heaven will be perfect because we have God as the object of our happiness, who is infinite in perfection. Perhaps one of the things that I find most exciting about heaven is the simple fact that heaven will never get old. We will never become weary of heaven. It will never bore us. And this is a concept that's very difficult for our finite human brains. Almost everything we do gets boring at some point. Even our favorite hobbies. This concept was one that was one of the great driving factors for myself in pursuing the religious life, that it just occurs that no matter what you do, it gets stale. Work tends to become old very quickly. But even the things that we seek after, we get so excited about a hobby, a pastime, it's only a matter of time. And we can't usually even imagine ourselves doing this thing forever. But here is the beauty. That in our Lord, we have an object that will never grow old. It will never exhaust because God is infinite. And this is something to get excited about. Again, a very difficult concept for our brains, but we will go on for eternity discovering something new, discovering something wonderful about our good God. My dear friends, we cannot fully comprehend here below the beauty of heaven. St. Paul, in his epistle, his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2, he says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the hearts of man what things God has prepared for those that love him." We should think often about heaven. It can be a very good thing to think about hell. We need that salutary fear. It says in Scripture, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes, we have to fear hellfire. But is this fear a better motive than love? Than hope, than faith? Certainly not. Yes, we know that, and we are keenly aware that hell exists, and we cannot allow ourselves to go there, no matter what. But God has made us for heaven. This needs to be our overwhelming thought. Our overwhelming desire, that this is our true home. Whatever we can do to encourage ourselves, to remind ourselves that that is what life is about, is essential. When we pray our prayers in the morning, recollect ourselves, try to remember what it is we're doing today. Remind ourselves. God has, in fact, made us to become a saint. We were born with the single purpose of getting to heaven. Saint Ignatius was known to say, "How vile appear the things of the earth when I contemplate those of heaven." This ought to be our own sentiments, that God has created the things in the earth and they have a purpose. But this is the key. They have a purpose. If there is no reference to heaven in a creature, then it is vile. So my dear friends in Christ, let us think very often about heaven. Let us go to the Queen of all saints. Ask her to obtain for us a contempt of the vanities of the world. Ask of her for a true and an ardent longing for heaven, our true home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.